Hey, y'all, it's The Takeaway, and I'm Melissa Harris Perry.
For me, I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
It's corn! A big corn with knobs. It has the juice.
It has the juice.
Do y'all remember this viral moment from last summer?
I mean, then look at this then. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's corn!
Oh yeah, it is pretty hard to forget Tariq, the corn kid, from the popular digital series, Recess Therapy. It's an interview-style show where kids hold the spotlight and talk about everything from their favorite foods.
Big lump with knobs. It has the juice. It's the part that mostly makes me like the cone.
To the candid ways they experience and understand the world around them.
The internet is good because knowledge is power and power is powerful. Because you can look up the answers to your math homework.
Have you done that?
No.
Just one time.
And they share some wholesome advice for strangers.
So, what do you want to say to all the weird kids?
I want to say, stay weird. That's how you stay cool. Because once you're weird, you get cool when you're older.
Today, we're talking with the person who holds the microphone and conducts all those memorable interviews.
Hey there, my name is Julian Shapiro Barnum. I'm a comedian and the creator and host of Recess Therapy.
Welcome to The Takeaway, Julian.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
There is wild excitement just shooting through the Takeaway community, family, friends, because we are hype about talking to you. And everybody wants me to start with one moment in particular, and that is cone.
Oh, yeah. It is the thing, the Recess Therapy's thing. Yeah, that was our biggest interview that we've ever done on the show. And it totally shocked us all, I think I can say.
All right. So what do you think it was about this kid who loves corn, who has this like adorable childhood, you know, mispronunciation of cone because he's, if I remember right, toothless, basically because of, you know, being that age when you lose all your teeth and then they all grow back?
Yeah, I think it was just this interesting thing where his absolute honest and unfiltered joy for something very like sweet and simple really touched people. And I think people were just so happy to see him so happy. And it somehow, you know, flourished into this big TikTok sound and song. And it was this really exciting moment where people were just celebrating this kid for being a really positive person. So it was a very special and sweet experience.
I love that language, that it's sweet, it's earnest, right? At a time when, you know, we traffic so much, and particularly in social media, in the opposite of being sort of earnest, sweet, you know, just genuinely enthusiastic. Talk to me about the initiation of Recess Therapy, which was during the pandemic when, you know, maybe we needed a little bit of good news. What did you mean by Recess Therapy in that context?
Yeah, I mean, what you just said about like the internet not always being such a sweet and positive place was something that I was definitely thinking about when I started the show. I was in college at the time and was in Zoom school and was feeling inundated with bad news and stress. And I really just wasn't finding myself very happy. I very spontaneously, as part of my senior project at Boston University, interviewed these kids about how they stayed happy during a time that felt very joyless. And they had so much to say. They were really honest that it's unrealistic to be happy all the time. And they had some really good tips and tricks. And what I started as kind of like a funny video turned into something very sincere and very sweet. And I think I very quickly realized that I had something special on my hands. But the name Recess Therapy, the idea for it was going to kids to bring very adult, complicated ideas and getting their takes on them and seeing if they can offer some insight, even though they haven't been around as long as we have.
All right. On exactly that point, let's listen to a little conversation about facing fear.
I have the fear of actually never achieving things when I grow up, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you think it comes from?
I don't know. Deep down, you just think, oh, I don't got it. Like, I don't have grip of what I'm doing. Uh-huh.
Do you think adults have different fears than kids?
I don't know. Maybe the fear of getting old or taxes. Adults, you need to face your fears in order to get through in life.
Oh my gosh. That's my friend Caden. He is fantastic. Every time we talk, I get something like that.
So perfect. I love that he knows we're afraid of taxes, which feels perfect right at this moment in the calendar.
I know, seriously. It's a well-timed clip. I go to the park every weekend and I never have any fear of not getting some special nugget of wisdom or something absolutely hilarious, because I think that's what, you know, kids are very unfiltered in that, and I can put any topic under the sun in front of them and they'll put it back in front of me in a way that I just wouldn't have come to myself. And that's just been such a beautiful experience for the past 2 years of getting to look at things that I have built my own ideas about and getting to see them in a completely new light has been very special.
Another fan favorite, Komodo Dragon. Let's take a listen to a little bit from that interview.
I really like Komodo Dragons.
If you could talk to Komodo Dragons, what do you think you'd say to them?
I love you. You're so nice.
What do you think they'd say to you?
I think they would just say thank you.
Do you think they'd say I love you back?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
What would you do if you went to Panija?
I would just ride on all the Komodo Dragons, but I know that Komodo Dragons eat people.
Wait, what?
They eat people.
I've thought and talked about this interview so much, but I think I'm hearing it now. I just had maybe a new idea about it, was just like the creativity in it. Like this little boy, Dylan, I feel like is able to, I don't know, like take something that might be scary or off-putting, and you can just hear in the way he's talking about it, the way those ideas are just exploding his imagination, which is just so fun. Like, I think recess therapy just allows you to hear kids in an unfiltered way. And I think a lot of adults just don't have that luxury every day. But yeah, that's such a fun interview.
Okay, stick with us. We've got some more interviews from kids on recess therapy when we get back from a break. And we'll also hear from some takeaway collar kids offering advice to grown-ups. Stay with us. It's The Takeaway.
Carnegie Hall is one of the most famous concert venues in the world.
The first time I walked on the stage, I felt like my feet were not touching the floor.
Join us for If This Hall Could Talk, a new podcast that explores the history of this iconic landmark through the unique items in its archives. I'm your host, Jessica Vosk, and together we'll travel back in time to explore how the past shaped the culture we live in today. Listen to If This Hall Could Talk wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. We're back with more from the creator and host of Recess Therapy, Julian Shapiro Barnum. And yeah, when I heard that last name, I just had to ask if he's related to the famous Barnum of Barnum and Bailey Circus.
I am. He's a great, great, great something or another.
Before the break, we heard an interview with Dylan about his love for Komodo dragons.
They can eat people, which is so special.
Do you want to see an animal eat a people?
Actually, definitely, yeah.
Why?
Because it's like, I never seen an animal eat a person.
But you want to.
Yeah. Even though they might eat me, I still love them.
Now, do you hear that sound design? How it's punctuating the interview in just the right way, so it's not just allowing us to hear it, it's encouraging us to hear it. I asked Julian about that.
Oh, of course, yeah. So I work with a fantastic, brilliant editor named Will Halbert. He's been doing it with me since, you know, the very first episode. And I send him like hours of footage every week. And he does distill them to these very sweet, potent, exciting minute and a half of video audio. And I think what he's able to do so well is condense a through line or an idea and pinpoint, I don't know, all the meaningful moments of it. So it definitely is like a little bit more condensed than it is, you know, when it's happening live. But I think what we're able to do with that is create this highly concentrated moment that is just so fun to be dropped right into. Like, I feel like you can open one of these videos and meet this whole little person and very quickly be acquainted with all their thoughts and ideas in a very fun way.
Big ups to sound designers. I mean, like, I you know, can we just like point out how critical that is for our storytelling?
Truly.
I want to take a listen here to a different kind of topic. You spoke to some kids last year at Pride. Let's take a listen.
It's a really fun experience being a part of the LGBTQ plus community.
Do you have any advice for adults who are figuring out who they are right now?
Of course. If you're not sure who you are, it's okay. Like, tell your parents, your friends, or anyone. I bet you they're gonna support you a lot. Like, everyone should, like, have a fair place in this world.
I just want to put that baby under glass and, like, please never change.
I know. I mean, so I've done two Pride episodes, and they're incredibly important to me. And I hold those episodes very near and dear to my heart. I come from a queer family. I have five gay parents, and conversations about identity, may that be gender, sexuality, racial identity, have always been part of my upbringing, even from a very young age. And in that, I feel very passionate about giving kids that opportunity to share their thoughts and ideas about these subjects, because they're obviously thinking about it. It's all over. And they, as this clip shows, they have some very beautiful and necessary things to say about these subjects. I think talking to kids about complicated things is necessary and very meaningful to them. And on the flip side, can be very meaningful to hear what they have to say.
And although this is not a partisan or political show, Recess Therapy isn't, there's a message there about, you know, in this moment when there is so much legislation to presumably protect kids from these conversations, right? Part of what you show us is no. Young people are, they're full of ideas and ready to have these conversations and maybe actually should be in the role of teacher in many of these conversations.
Totally. Yeah, I always say this, but like, kids are thinking about it. They're talking about it with each other. It is wrong to try to limit those conversations because it makes things taboo. It makes things feel wrong or shameful when they should be celebrated. And there's so much like straight washing in media and hetero representation that I think people don't even realize. So I think it's very important to have conversations about queer identity with kids as well.
You were recently named to Forbes 30 Under 30 in the social media category. Now, I must say, I actually think it might be more of an achievement to be named to Forbes 30 Over 30 when it comes to the social media category. But
true.
Given that you're in this really lovely sort of crew of people, tell me sort of how did that strike you? What does it mean for you? Thinking about especially sort of where this initiated.
Yeah, I mean, it was an absolute honor and a total surprise, I'll say. I just woke up and it was published. But I mean, I'm only 2 years out of college. I will have been doing Recess Therapy for 2 years, April 10th. So this has been a real whirlwind experience. And I don't know, it was very touching and very meaningful to be recognized for the work I've done with and on Recess Therapy. Because me and the two women, Charlotte Weinman and Julia Ty Goldberg, that I film it with every single weekend, you know, we just care so deeply about this. And it's just meant so much that people have celebrated it in the way that they have. And it's built a very special and vibrant community of people who love and celebrate Recess Therapy too.
All right, let's end this on a little bit of advice giving. Here's a clip that I think a lot of us need to hear.
So if you're an adult and you're watching this, here's how you can have fun play in the new year.
Surf, make a rock collection, go traveling, find new places in the world that you love. Don't just work all day and have no fun, because that's just bad.
Ask my friend Kingston. He is another inspirational king, always, always telling us how we can be better.
Do you have other best pieces of advice that you have learned from the young people you've interviewed that maybe you've really personally yourself taken to heart?
Yeah, I think something that I got from the very first day of interviewing I ever did was a kid said, I want to be happy all the time. I want to be happy every day, but I'm not happy every day. Actually, I cry every day. You can't be happy all the time. And that's one that I really hold near and dear. And I think kind of just a more general thing that I've taken from recess therapy and like working with thousands of kids is kids let their emotions run through them in real time. I think adults really pick and choose when they want to feel the feelings they're feeling and, you know, how big or small that is. And I think there's a lot to be learned from kids in the sense of letting your feelings run through you and not holding on to them for longer than they need to be there. And that's something that I've really tried to take into my life. And it's, you know, it's kind of worked. It's hard.
It is. I wonder why it gets so much harder. It just, this enthusiasm for life, the understanding that you got to have a little fun, the willingness to feel your feelings, including your feelings of fear, even if it's of taxes, it does get much harder. And it's a nice moment to remember we could go back and recapture the parts where it's not as hard.
Totally. I think it's just really important to like play and take time out of your schedule to do things that bring you joy, because kids certainly will take any opportunity to do something that makes them happy. And I think adults can do that a lot more.
Julian Shapiro Barnum is a creator, comedian, and host of Recess Therapy. Julian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
And it turns out that some of your kiddos have golden nuggets of advice for us adults as well.
Hi, my name is Adam. I live in Florida. I want to
give advice
to a grown-up to make money and get a house.
Hello, this is Kennedy and Ethan, and my choice of wisdom is, remember when we used to be kids and we were just full of joy, and it can still be.
Parents, don't worry about your phone or anything else. Just worry about your kids, okay? Andreas Daniel Ippolito, from Lincoln City, Oregon.
My name is Aurelia Martin. My advice for adults is give your children lots of fun and protect them of strangers and danger.
All right, good people. We love hearing from you and from your smart kids. So remember, you and they can always give us a call. So call us about anything at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253. Or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway.